up, my dudes and dudettes? Welcome to the Great Divide Podcast. I am your host, F Major. As I was driving to the spot where lately I have been enjoying recording these shows from, it is a gorgeous piece of land. There is a lot of greenery to look at. There's a lot of trees and grass, and it's gorgeous here. And it's in Cottage Grove, not that far away from where I live. But while I was making my way to this spot to record this show, I got sidetracked. I had a topic in mind that I wanted to talk about today, and I will get back to that topic because it happens to deal with the most fascinating thing that I learned while I was attending the University of Oregon. I'm still attending the University of Oregon, but everything has been moved to online, so it doesn't feel as, it's not as much of a community as it felt like in the past, because I no longer get to sit with other students and answer questions in the class and interact with the professor in a way that is tangible. But I saw something on the way here that got me sidetracked, and now I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm going to discuss it right now. The official weapon of the show is wisdom. The unofficial sport is drum and bugle corps. When you are growing up in a poor household, there are a series of what is called struggle meals. Okay? A struggle meal is when mommy and daddy don't have enough money to buy regular groceries for the entire household so that everybody can eat. So they buy what is cheap just to make sure that everybody has sustenance. A struggle meal is something like gravy over just regular white bread. And that's the whole meal. A struggle meal is something like hot dogs cut up in pork and beans. These are struggle meals. Now, some people eat the shit because they like it. When you grow up with some struggle meals, they just become a staple of what you eat in your household that you enjoy. Now, of course, if you are a beans and weenies person, your mama and daddy was getting the cheap shit. As you got older and still eat this meal, you probably started springing on the more expensive shit to make it taste better because the flavor's better and it's better made. Not like you can make hot dogs motherfucking much better. They still gonna be as bad for you as the cheap hot dogs, but still the flavor's better. So instead of eating generic beans and weenies, now you done upgraded to goddamn, what's them baked beans where the dog keep trying to sell the recipe? Bush's baked beans. So you upgrade to Bush's baked beans instead of pork and beans, and have like Oscar Mayer Franks or hot dogs instead of having the generic, I want to call them there's some really cheap hot dogs in grocery outlet that cost like 69 cents. And those are the ones I'm talking about. So you upgrade it. There's another struggle meal that is a favorite among those who are living poverty stricken. And I'm fucking familiar with this meal too. It's called Ramen Noodles. Roman Noodles. Oodles of Noodles. Nissen. Ramen's Noodles. Shit like that. Where you buy the shit for 10 cents. All you need is water. Don't take but 3 minutes. And then you got a motherfucking meal. That's a struggle meal. And it is super popular in the impoverished households. I know because I came from an impoverished household. That was right up there with beans and weenies and gravy on bread. Sometimes you didn't even have the motherfucking gravy, but that's beside the point. And you eat these ramen noodles, okay, and it kind of fills you up. Now, we know the shit ain't no good and it's not very nutritious because it only costs a fucking dime, right? And I also know this to be a struggle meal because back when I was living out my car, I didn't even have water. I had to eat the shit raw. But it was what I could afford. It cost 10 cents for a pack. And don't fuck around with beef, don't get chicken. If you're going to get some shit, get shrimp or chicken. That beef is some nasty shit. I don't know how they made the seasoning in the beef so motherfucking nasty, but it's disgusting. So don't fuck around with that. Get chicken or shrimps, okay? Another thing about having this for a struggle meal, it is a meal for poor people. You do not go to rich people and see them eating motherfucking ramen noodles. When have you ever been to one of your, not even rich, you go home with one of your friends after school and they fix a little snack? When have you ever seen any of your friends pull out the ramen noodles? You don't see that because people are embarrassed by the shit. People don't want you to know that they're struggling, so they pull out the good shit when you come over. They're not going to pull out the ramen noodles. Another thing about these things, ramen noodles is responsible for the PTSD of Americans all over this motherfucking country. If you have a loved one that has been in jail or prison, they probably have flashbacks of the shit with not good memories attached to them. Ramen noodles is the staple of prison commissary meals all over this motherfucking country. And normally they're tied to some type of shit that happened in prison that you want to forget about. This nigga said he was going to rape me if I ain't give him 3 packs of my Oolas and Noolas. So I went ahead him to the nigga. But then he thought he was going to come and get him every day. So I had to fight. You know, shit like that. And as I was driving here to my favorite spot to podcast from, I look out the corner of my eye and what do I see? A motherfucking ramen noodle restaurant. Now, I have never seen this shit before. I just happened to look out my eye, outside of my eye, and there the motherfucker was. And I'm thinking to myself, when in the history of ever has any family said, you know what, let's do nostalgia tonight. Let's remember the good old days back when we couldn't even afford to eat. Let's go to the ramen noodle restaurant. When have you ever heard that? Now, I'm not hating on the restaurant because I know people are going to make their money however the fuck they can. And I don't hate on anybody who's involved in capitalism. I just wish capitalism worked better for niggas. That's all I wish about that. But when have you ever thought to yourself, I want to go out and have a struggle meal tonight? Even when you go have pho, there is some cultural significance to it. It's not like you're just going, and they charge a lot more. That's for motherfucking show. But it's not like you're just going out and saying, oh, I'm going to eat this shit. I could make it home for 10 cents and some water and put my little seasoning packet in the shit. And now I have the same meal I can get at the ramen noodle restaurant. When your loved ones get out of prison, do you think they're going to say to you, oh, you know what I heard was good, nigga? I heard that ramen noodle restaurant was the shit, nigga. Let's go over there. And then Rachel Dolezal came into the spotlight when this bitch declared herself black. They wasn't shit about her that was black. She was a white motherfucker. She's still white. But she decided she wanted to be black so bad that she black cosplayed the hell out of some blackness. This bitch gave herself a black name, nigga. Do you hear what I'm telling to you? This bitch is not black. And it caught the consciousness of America. Why would anybody go out of their way to be a part of the most oppressed group of people to ever walk the face of this earth? Unless the bitch was crazy. Now, I understand that she feel bad for the shit that have happened to black people, but so does Elizabeth Warren. This bitch is not walking around here saying, oh, I'm a nigga too. Okay? She don't feel that bad. And if you do feel that bad, you need to go seek some motherfucking help. But because this white bitch wanted to be black so motherfucking bad, we had to develop a term for it. Because the one thing you can't forget about Rachel Dolezal and her supposed blackness is that she's trying it on like it's an outfit. This bitch can go back to being white whenever the fuck she want. What nigga do you know can take their blackness off whenever they want? And for that reason, the term racial tourism was coined. Like, she's touring blackness. She doesn't live here. She's not black. She's just touring it. And that's some shit that a lot of white folks do in different capacities. And I kind of feel that way about, and I'm not saying that white people are going out here trying to look black and act black and all that type of stuff, because there is no acting black. There's acting hood, but there's not no acting black, because black folks are a diaspora of different types of people. Okay? Just understand that, ladies and gentlemen. But I feel like racial tourism is a good way to begin to describe this struggle meal phenomenon that now they got restaurants and shit. Because you don't have to live there, but you can visit. Do you get what I'm saying? There are people who live their lives right now, daily, on struggle meals, on oodles and noodles, wish they could get some other shit, wish they could get some fresh corn and fresh broccoli and shit to feed their kid, and all they can afford is oodles and noodles. Now, I have never been in the restaurant, but I'm willing to bet you money that they're not selling bowls of oodles and noodles for 10 cents a pop, even though that's what you pay for them at the store. I'm willing to bet the shit costs dollars. So these people, these poor people who are at home couldn't afford to go there anyway to eat the same shit that they got to cook in their house. So it's my guess, because like I say, I've never been in this motherfucker. It's my guess that the Roman Noodle Restaurant is for people who got money to go experience what it's like to be poor. Either that, or they are selling a type of Roman noodle that is so motherfucking good it can't be sold in stores. Because I've never seen a $5 bowl of Roman noodles. I've never seen Roman noodles that were worth $5 for a bowl of them. But if you go in this restaurant, I'm pretty sure they're going to have $5 bowls of oodles or noodles. Who's going to eat that? Like I say, it's one of those things where I believe it's for people who got money to go and experience what it's like to be a poor person. Or they holding out on us by selling like some crack-laced oodles and noodles in this motherfucker that we can't buy at Grocery Outlet, Winco, Winn-Dixie, or Piggly Wiggly. So what I want from you today, I want for you to get in touch with the show. If you have been to one of these Roman noodle restaurants, if you love the oodles and noodles so much that you would take your ass out on the town, make a night of the shit, paint the town red, go to the movies, maybe a little bowling, a little dancing afterwards, and then wind up in the Roman noodle restaurant, I would like to hear from you. I want to know what's in that motherfucker. I want to know how much you pay for it. This is some shit I want to understand. And I'm not hating on it, because like I say, it's capitalism. People are going to make their money however they can. But as a poor person who would never conceive of going in the Roman noodle restaurant, I need to know what the fuck is in there. So hit me up. You can get in touch with the show on the voicemail line at 541-357-7585. Leave the messages to 2 minutes or less or you'll get cut off. You can also get in touch with the show at feedback@thegreatdivide.us. Hit me up on Facebook, where I am Effington Major. I was going to spell it out phonetically, but I think y'all get how to, you know, Effington is very, very easy. And there's not very many Effingtons on Facebook. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter. P PS4, Xbox, Steam, Reddit, and anywhere else as Paroxicus. Paroxicus is my gamer tag and my internet name. That's how I go. That's what I go by on these internet streets. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please go out and buy you a 12-pack of Oolah Zanoolah so you'll have some sustenance over the weekend. Cut you up some vegetables, put in the shit. Put you some little baby shrimps in the shit. Chop and slice and dice some motherfucking ham chunks and put in that shit. And then send me pictures on my Facebook or, well, I'm not really on Instagram. I am on Instagram, but not really. Just do the shit, and I will talk to you next time. Catch you on the flip side.